Victor Alpha 7, Lima, Golf November on RPG.
Hey, Andrew, VA7LG and VE72, Fox Romeo.
V7ZFR, VA7LG, and give me 2 seconds, I just gotta scoop some poop.
Alright, no problem.
Thanks for sharing that moment. I'm trying to visualize that.
Yeah, he decided that was the optimal moment to drop a deuce. Hello, Valentin. How are you?
Good, Andrew. How about you?
I am tired. It is the end of a rather long... No, it's the middle of a rather long week. I had a conference Monday, Tuesday, and then back to work today, and it was pretty crazy at work, so, alas, here I am. What's up, my friend?
Oh, now it seems like you're pretty busy. Did you have any time to look at the SDR thing yet?
No, but I tell you what, I gotta go home and, send an email to AM from down the States, and then I'll pull out my phone and my SDR and see if I can get it working.
All right, sure, no problem. Thanks a lot.
You are most welcome. I have to go change the setting on this radio. I'll be right back. VA7LGN.
All right, VA7ZFR.
I don't know why, but I had busy channel lockout on, so gotta turn that off, because otherwise how am I gonna block Merlin's transmissions?
Oh, okay, down. It seems like your radio is pretty smart.
What, smart knowing that I gotta block V7OR, or smart because it had busy channel lockout on?
Oh, smart because it has the channel lock on.
Yeah, that's fine for Simplex, but it's a pain in the ass when you're on a repeater and you want to check in right after one guy, but you got to wait for the repeater to drop. Because the repeater tail will trigger the squelch, pardon me, will trigger the busy channel lockout, so it makes it really hard to get in on a repeater, which I usually have it off. Remember turning it on.
Yeah, that is cool. It's on the rat tail, right, the 950?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that happens to be the one I'm on right now.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, a good number of radios will have that. I think most of my Yeezus have that one as well. It's a pretty common feature.
Oh, really? I didn't find that on that feature on my radio yet. Maybe it didn't look good enough.
What radio is it?
It's a Redivis,
R889. Yeah, not as familiar with that one.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be that popular here in BC and Canada.
Sorry, say again your last?
I just said it doesn't seem to be very popular here.
Yeah, it's a pretty mixed bag for handhelds. Lots of people like different things, so it kind of varies, and it depends on what kind of features people are looking for, too. I had I had the most important feature, which is somebody else had it, and I really liked it, so I bought this one. Just before you reply there, VA7OR, VA7LGN, how's Merlin this afternoon? Oh, he disappeared. I hope he didn't take my comment about blocking him too strongly. I was only teasing.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
He's a big boy. He can take it. Victor Echo 7, you from Juliet Mike.
Ah, there it is. That's absolutely true, isn't it? And Johnny, my second round of those Pokemon finally printed properly.
Oh, good. I was worried about your Pokemons.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Yeah, well, my T-8000 didn't come off too well. Because the spool I used apparently was dragging or wasn't, I got a warning about, oh, it's not, it's resisting or so, I don't know. And then the next thing you know, spaghetti. And I was like, what? And then I look up on the groups and it's like, yeah, this stuff is known to do this. I'm like, okay, I pay more attention to ordering filaments.
That's very much one of those, oh sure, now you tell me. You know, I'm getting annoyed at my P1S. The thing keeps clogging on the extrusion chute, and I don't know why. But that's what caused my print to fail last time, and well, I guess I'm just lucky it didn't fail this time. I gotta take a picture of the giant pile of printer extrusion poop and show you that. It's quite, it adds up quite quickly when you're doing a multicolored model.
Yeah, I can imagine. The filament you're using, it's compatible with your machine, or is it like a special filament that you're using?
No, it's pretty standard stuff. It's just Sunlu PLA and PLA Plus.
Yeah, well, I'm too new to be able to problem shoot with you. I'm just going to cross the fingers and hope I don't have the same issue. All right, I'm heading to the gym, guys. I'll talk to you guys later. Don't want to steal your convo there. I just wanted to come in and make a comment. Hope you're enjoying that radio, because I do. All right, 73, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike.
Add soy sauce, makes its own sauce.
Oh, see? There he is.
Didn't you know, Merlin, it's the soy sauce cooled radio. And yeah, Johnny, no problem, you have a good one, and I'll send you that picture in a few minutes here. Valentin, I'm going to go try that stuff for you now, so I'm going to drop off the radio for a little bit.
Yeah, did you get the mic fixed? What was the issue?
I've been here doing homework, so yeah, it's fine. All right, V7Z4, I'm monitoring.
7LGN. Merlin, the mic did not get fixed. It didn't work on video either. It won't trigger push-to-talk, the push-to-talk button works fine on mine, but it won't trigger the speaker, and on Johnny's it won't do anything. So I think it's a problem with the mic, not the radio.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, thank God for that.
I'll order one directly from Radtel next time I have money I need to burn or throw away or dip in soy sauce.
Add plum sauce, makes it sticky.
Ah, there we go. Better than Vox. All right, I'm going to go do some testing. VA7LGN, out.
Yeah, catch you later. Then you can say you got a sticky mic.